Bravo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. What's up, Tom? There's not many out here this morning.
Mr. Steve, on my way running to the store. So the other half will have the dishes washed when I get back. We'll have to wait and see how that works out for me.
The new dishwasher.
Waiting to see if it actually works or not. I made a good brunch this morning. I did some salmon patties with a nice little homemade remoulade to go with it, and some tater cakes, and holy cow, I'm full.
Goodness, the Galloping Gourmet. Well, guess what I'm up to?
Mix three?
Well, just under 6'4", but that's a different subject. Mama let me out of the house today. I'm headed for Atlanta International Speedway, and I'm going to go down and watch my brother and my nephew do the NASCAR experience deal.
Yeah, well, thanks for the heads up.
Be home the whole day. She's armed with an MP500 12-gauge 3-inch Magnum.
In the wrong way. I was talking about thanks for the invitation.
We allow so many people to come into the infield with you. I was going to try to take a couple of people. And I found out, they won't do that. They only allow but so many in there. And I tell you something else, too. I was going to do it with them, but I got to talking to the people there, and I said, well, now, you know, I'm a little bit bigger than average. I'm, you know, almost 6'4", and I weigh 250. Now, am I going to have any trouble getting in and out of that car? And she come back and says, I'm not sure you're going to fit.
Then watch you climb in and out the window.
That's the whole problem. And they're running those Mustangs and Camaros now, and those are even tinier.
Well, I'm gonna get done here and get back to the house and probably shoot some lines for antenna, and we'll see how that goes. But I'm just gonna throw my call sign out there and see who is around. You be careful on your way down. How far have you gotten?
Oh, I just had started out. I'm coming up on Highway 25 at Wild Horse Road now. Last time I went down through here, the repeater worked all the way down to Commerce.
All right. Well, you just be safe out there, bud, and have a good time. You need me, or the better half needs me, just give me a holler.
We'll do it. By the way, before you go, you know, I got my rotatable dipole working real good, and I went ahead and put up a inverted V for my 80 meter and the rest of the band on the 40, and Bo, that thing is honking. It is working fantastic.
All right, well, you be careful out there, and be safe. Have fun, and I'll catch you on the flip side. 73, KZ4M Mobile.
Brim, be careful out there, bubby. There's all kinds of wackos everywhere. Oh, KN4BWA. Clear and mobile, mobiling towards Atlanta.
KN4BWA, KB4CBA. So you're on your way to Hotlanta?
I talked Mama into letting me out of the house for the rest of the day, and I'm running down to Atlanta Motor Speedway to watch my brother and my nephew run the NASCAR experience down there. I was just telling Tom that I was going to try to do it too, but they were not more than 50% confident that I could fit in the car.
Well, I think they make a human spatula. They could probably get you in there.
Maybe oil and Crisco might work. But anyhow, I'm going down to check it out, and they do it up in Charlotte also. works out to where I can get in one of those Mustangs or a Camaro, then I may make my brother and nephew come up to Charlotte and watch me and my son-in-law do it up there.
It's a road course in Atlanta, and John Finger was running in a race down there, one of his cars, and they had all kinds of cars you could, at the beginning of the race, before the race started, they would let you, for $50, you could drive your own vehicle and take two laps on the road course.
We'll go down the road Atlanta and watch them do that too. I watched an old boy take a brand spanking new 2004. What was that Corvette that was all pumped up that year? Z07, I think it was, anyhow. It was brand new, had 15,000 miles on it. He took it down there and put some track tires on it, took it out there, and on that long straight stretch that goes into the 180, that turn that doubles back out on the far end, he didn't quite make the turn. He piled that thing up, and it just, there wasn't enough left of that car to play with. He managed to get out in one piece. But he was out about a $60,000 car at that time.
It wouldn't be worth it to me. They were, there was so many people out there, it was more like a parade than anything else. You really couldn't get up any speed. So, to me, that just wasn't any fun. Of course, I wasn't. I didn't drive down there, so I went with a friend of mine. And, he's the service manager there at the dealership. And, but anyway, we had a good time. It was a good day. And there were several classes of cars running that day.
That's what was going on down there a couple of times that I went. I call it bracket races, different classes of cars. Yeah, I saw everything from four-cylinder Lotuses to AC Cobras running out there in the classic division.
It does have some wicked curves in it.
I always thought that I might like to get out there and give that a shot until I bought myself a Trans Am GTA. And, buddy, let me tell you what. I played with that thing a little bit while I was single. And it was a good thing I let that thing go. I was about to get myself hurt bad with that thing.
Too much horsepower can be a dangerous thing.
It was a manual shift at the time, and it had that 5.7 liter tuned port in it. And, buddy, let me tell you what, that jewel would fly. Man.
Sounds nice, I tell you. Brother-in-law used to have one of those Firebirds that had the big, the whole hood was covered with the decal, and he took me down the road in that thing. He didn't have a tag for it, so we didn't go far, but he wouldn't sell it, and at the time I was interested in buying it, but he sold it later. I don't know what he got for it, but it's like it was like a 78 or something like that.
Well, you went to Northwood, didn't you?
That's a Roger.
Well, he was, as a matter of fact, he went to Eastside too, but do you remember Jimmy Hunt? Yeah, he had that 71 Trans Am with the 455 HO and a 4-speed in it. Man, I tell you what, that thing was a beast.
In Wellington, near, across the creek from where I live.
I lived. You turned in on Imperial and came right straight down to the bottom of the hill. You had to turn right onto Kenilworth. Well, he was, right there at the bottom of the hill at, Adelaide. That was that first street that you came to, coming across Kenilworth at the bottom of the hill. He lived on that corner at the bottom.
He rides dirt bikes, too.
He had an OSA 250.
I was over at his house one day, and I sat on that thing and wound up dropping it. In his garage. He was in another section of the garage. I guess it was like a little workshop, and he couldn't even see me, but he said, I just heard his voice, pick it up.
Yeah, that thing, he ran that thing into the ground, man. It was beat when he got through with it.
I slightly remember that Camaro. I definitely remember Jimmy. But anyway, well, I'll let you run. I just want to say hello and you have fun today. And I'm sure to get here. We're going to we're having a baby shower for my youngest daughter and an appearance.
Fun, David. You take it easy, 73s, and I'll talk to you later. Indy 7J. Bob, how you doing there? KN4VWA, Steve.
Good. I'm going to go off over to the other one. This one's all choppy.
All right. Good deal. I'll see you over there in just a minute.